think as since we're teenagers ourselves, we are very accustomed to all the things that are going online, and we felt that we need to target our age group and let them know what are the things that you can sort of need to be aware of when you're being online, because we're 24/7 online. We even do our classes online. So cybersecurity was very much a relevant topic. And like mentioned earlier, because businesses are also working from home, cybersecurity awareness is very important.
We see time and time again the effects that social media have. Like, it is a very good thing and it has a lot of positive effects, but there is also that mental strain that it can have on you, and it really does impact your mental health if you're not like aware of what's happening and really looking after yourself.
And one of the messages was to mind your use, and that was very important. The video showed, you know, you're waking up in the morning and your first thing's on your phone. That's so important.
You're always on it 24/7. Like, you could be sleeping and you like wake up the next morning, there's like 7 or 8 messages from people like at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock at night, still up, still on social media, still messaging you about stuff. Then it's just like everyone's just swept into the flow of it. Like, almost no one's trying to go against this. Like, if there's a dangerous challenge happening, you know, everyone's just doing it. There's no consideration of, is this going to hurt me, or is this going to hurt my reputation, or how is this going to affect me? It's just everyone else is doing it, I'm going to do it as well, that kind of situation.
And parents would say, given their child a mobile phone, that this is for safety, but the video showed as well that, you know, parents need to be aware and put on the parental controls.
When you're young and you get a phone, there's so much things you can get exposed to on the internet, like anything at all. So I think parents need to sort of be mindful about that and explain to them how to use safe, so maybe have a private account, for example, and not accept the requests and calls from strangers, not to message them and all that, which can lead their child to understand the dangers of being online and have a mindful usage of their time when they're sharing space online.
And it's okay if there is something happening online to report it and seek help. Yeah. There's loads of help out there.
Yeah, it is really about like the knowledge of where to go and who to go to if something did happen. It's really about noticing as well that something's not right with us, or like the children need and teenagers need to know like what is safe and what isn't safe, and that's really like directly impacted by what the parents are telling them when they are first introduced to social media.
And do you feel it's helped you being part of this campaign? Has it taught you anything?
Yeah, like I've learned, the statistics that came up on the screen, like I didn't know that many children were really that affected. Like, you see cyberbullying everywhere, but you do, since you haven't had any personal connections with it, you don't really know that's happening that much until you see on TikTok. Like, there's so many things on TikTok, Instagram, that kind of stuff, like people saying, oh, this happened to it, good job. And there's so many, it's just really crazy to see how the world went and turned over when social media just came out, and especially during the pandemic. Like, that rampage of social media was, it would be too much for anyone. And it's just, it's like all about going against the flow.